This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. I'm Brett, and how's everybody doing this week so far? Good, I hope. First off, I want to give a shout out to everybody that subscribed to the YouTube channel this last week. We've got like 15 new subscribers, so that's awesome. Really appreciate it. And we've had some actual good comments on some episodes on the YouTube too, so thank you to whoever's leaving the awesome comments too, so we really appreciate it. All right, this week we're going back to 1990. Where were y'all in 1990? I was probably in my second year of being a cable TV technician out in Southern California. And when this album came out, I was about 2 months away from having my second daughter. So I want to know where you all were in 1990. So if you would, leave a comment on the YouTube channel for this episode of what you were doing in 1990. Or if you're in the Evil Ones group, leave a comment on there too, so I know you listened. And the album I'm going to be covering tonight is Lights, Camera, Revolution, the fifth studio album by crossover thrash band Suicidal Tendencies. The band members on this album are Mike Muir on lead vocals, Rocky George, lead guitar and backing vocals, Mike Clark, rhythm guitar and backing vocals, Robert Trujillo, bass guitar and backing vocals, and this was his first album with the band, and you might know him from the bass player of Metallica now. And last but not least, we got RJ Herrera on drums. It was recorded from December of 1989 through April of 1990 at Rumbo Recorders in Canoga Park, California, and Amigo Studios in Hollywood, California. Produced by Mark Dodson and Suicidal Tendencies. Engineered and mixed by Mark Dodson. Additionally engineered by Chris Steinmetz, Brian Schubel, Greg Goldman, and Andy Udoff, and it was mixed at A&M Recording Studio in Hollywood, California. Then it was finally released July 3rd, 1990. It ended up peaking on the Billboard Top 200 at 101, and it ended up going gold in 1994. The cover art for this album is pretty cool, too. It's a picture of the band on top of a movie theater marquee, the Vista Theater in Los Feliz, California, which is a little hillside subdivision in Hollywood, California. And it's got the band on top of the marquee, the word Vista, the S and the T on it is only lit up, and then it's got the name of the album Lights, Camera, Revolution on the marquee itself. And that Vista Theater, I guess it's a pretty famous porn theater. After its heyday showing movies up to the 70s, I guess it became a porn theater. So don't cancel me for saying porn, please. All right, let's go over the track listing. Track one, You Can't Bring Me Down. And that was their first single that they released. And there was also a music video for that. Track 2, Lost Again. Pretty good song. They sort of went more thrash with this album. And a little bit of funk, too. This one's a little funky, the Lost Again song. Track 3, Alone. That was later released as a single, like a year after the album came out. Track 4, Lovely. Same thing with that one. They released it as a single, like a year later. Track 5, Give It Revolution. Track 6, Get Wrecked. Track 7, Send Me Your Money. And that was actually their second single that they released. And also was a music video for that. That's sort of like mocking the televangelist. Track 8, Emotion Number 13. Track 9, Disco's Out, Murder's In. And rounding up with track 10, Gonna Break Down. And it's spelled gonna as G-O apostrophe N. Now, like I said, they went with a little bit more thrash sound here. And the funk sound, actually, Robert Trujillo brought that to the table. And Mike Muir liked the way it sounded, so they went with it. And you can tell they spent a lot of time on this album. They spent 6 months working on it before they released it. I think they did a good job on it. It was very well produced. So, and they got a lot of airplay on MTV Headbangers Ball with the videos You Can't Bring Me Down and Send Me Your Money. And I think that was probably how they got so successful with this album. Successful enough that they got nominated for a Grammy for Best Metal Performance for 91. But they lost out to Metallica for their cover of Stone Cold Crazy. Loudwire's magazine ranked Lights, Camera, Revolution number 8 on their top 10 list of thrash albums not released by the Big Four. And if you don't know who the Big Four are, it's Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Megadeth. Okay, let's go over the tour a little bit here. They actually headlined a North American tour with Pantera and Exodus opening up. That would have been a good show. For sure. And then they went over to Europe with the Clash of the Titans tour and rounded out the year with that. And then in 91, they got a supporting tour with Queensryche. So they had a good touring schedule. They toured for like almost a whole year on that. All right, here's my thoughts on this album. Not my favorite, but it's probably my second favorite Suicidal Tendencies album. My first favorite is the one after this, actually. The Art of Rebellion, which I have done a midweek on like a year ago. They really took their time on this album. It was, like I said earlier, it was very well produced. New sound for the band, more or less. Very popular album, especially. I lived in Southern California when this came out, and it was big there because they're based out of Venice, California, so. Yeah, I'm going to give this album 4 Mike Muir headbands. Because he's known for wearing his headbands. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for watching, listening. Check us out on all the social medias. Leave us an iTunes, Apple review. Keep them comments coming in on the YouTube. hit that like and subscribe on there, and we will talk to you Sunday. Bye, everybody, and stay evil. Oh, I forgot. Snippets here at the end. Later.
Take my